On Talk Radio AM 640, it's 9:03 here, and it's the, it's the Santa Claus Parade Day in Toronto, so it's the first official day of Christmas. Let's go with that. And to usher that in, it's Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing Online, businessprosmarketing.com, and we're taking your calls. We've been actually getting quite a few great calls the last few shows, so we can keep that going. Any questions you have? And I think you do have a lot of questions about what Business Pros Marketing means and what Paul's all about. Paul, first of all, how are you doing? You're looking great there in that jacket.
I'm doing great this morning. Welcome to the first day of winter.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Snow flurries. A little bit north of here, snow squalls.
Yeah.
A little bit north of there, snow storm. And that's Canada.
Yeah,
and
it's
every year we kind of look forward to it. And boom, there it is. I just got back from New York, by the way, New York City, where it was balmy. It was like a balmy 18 degrees. It was
really
crazy warm there. So
are you saying you want to go back?
I don't know if they're on the same weather pattern as we are, but it sure was nice.
And you were actually, you were telling me you were performing there, actually, a kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing at Carnegie Hall. Dream.
Not kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It was a once-in-a-lifetime goal achieved, bucket list item off the list. And I actually wanted to spend some time talking about that this morning, because I think that over the past several weeks, we talked digital marketing, and we've had a lot of people call in, and they're kind of wondering, well, what is that? And what do you guys do? And how can you help me? And I've always believed that helping is better than selling. So the goal of this show is to help people make decisions, find better outlets to market their businesses and things like that. But then there's also this concept of, well, why do we do all that? Why do we build businesses? Why do we attempt to raise our incomes? And why do we attempt to hire people? And why do we want to sell more stuff? And I think the answer to that is we're all seeking something, some kind of tangible outcome, which is what most people would call a goal. And I think there's some confusion about what a goal actually is. And what I'd like to start off the show with today is to say that I achieved literally the biggest goal of my life over the past week. In fact, last Monday, and this is where it gets confusing for people. Are you a businessman? Are you a musician or whatever? Well, I was
What's
a musician.
Yeah.
I was a professional musician for 22 years before going completely broke in my early 40s, and I had to rebuild a life doing something else. Jeez. I chose business because, quite frankly, I couldn't get a job. Who the hell would hire me? You know what I mean? Like, who's going to hire? I don't know too many companies that need a piano player. So I really had no choice but to learn how to build a business and learn how to market and do all the things that I needed to do to support my young family. But in the back of my mind and in the back of all of this, I always had this goal of playing at Carnegie Hall. Andrew Carnegie built that hall. He was literally, when he built it, he was the richest man in the entire world.
That's insane,
and man. He loved the arts. He's probably a musician. I really should research that. And he built this beautiful homage to, or homage to music. And over the years, many, many famous people, not just classical, but jazz and rock musicians have played there. I mean, it's just an icon of New York City. It's the most beautiful place you've ever seen. They've kept it in its original state. They've obviously needed to keep it up. But
so if you want to play somewhere, that's where you want to play.
Well, it's 2,800 seats.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful red seats and balconies and, you know, ceiling. Everything is just unbelievable.
And you've been chasing this for
since
decades.
I was 8 years old.
Jeez.
Because when it comes to goals, every mentor and teacher and trainer and coach that I've ever had, and I've had a lot of them because, you know, the quickest way to get to where you want to get is to ask somebody who's already been there. I've always asked them, what's the goal of this particular thing? If we're going to do this, what's its goal? And I asked my music teacher at 8 years old, I said, Mark, his name was Markwell J. Perry. He was actually the church organist. And I said to him, I said, well, what's the goal of piano? Just like you would ask, what's the goal of business or what's the goal of marketing or what's the goal of anything? So what's the goal of piano? And he said, well, it's always been considered a really, really big achievement if you play the piano and you get to Carnegie Hall.
So boom, right
and
there.
And I asked him the obvious question, which I thought was pretty smart at the time. You know, over the years, I've learned that it's kind of normal to ask this question. I said, well, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? And he said, practice, practice, practice. So I did, literally, for 32 years without stopping. I went, you know, 7 years of post-secondary school. I mean, I played all the way through high school, always being professionally trained through university. And then I became a professional jazz musician. And over the next literally 20 years, I played in 16 different countries and made 8 albums. And I was on a very large independent record label in the United States called Arcadia in New York City, of all places. But then when I signed this contract in 2001, later that year, and I had signed this contract for 8 new albums, later that year, 9/11 happened. And when the World Trade Centers went down, Arcadia and the whole sort of jazz thing went with it because they're very close proximity, like literally 3 blocks from the World Trade Centers.
Oh, really? Jeez.
And everybody in that area was just totally shell-shocked. Nobody came to work. Nobody was thinking about running out and buying jazz albums. And that was kind of like the end of my career. And I want to make this point when we come back from the break, because I know that everybody's time is limited. I want to just thank everybody for showing up. Look,
yeah.
If you listen to this whole show today, I mean, I know it's a big commitment to take an hour out of your life
and
listen to the
show.
It's only an hour. If you stick with me to the end, I'm literally going to give you a formula based on experience, right? Because that's a big goal that I achieved this week. And there's a bunch of lessons that I learned along the way that I'm going to share with people. And these lessons apply to anything. They don't just apply to business. They apply to your career. They apply to if you're into music, it applies to that. If you're into dance, it applies to that. Whatever goal you have, Carnegie Hall represented for me the goal of a lifetime, the biggest goal that I could possibly achieve. Not only that, I got a standing ovation from 2,000 people.
Oh, the cherry
people,
on top.
Which is, you know, that's kind of like having your cake and eating it too. And I want to really share in this show. So if you stick with me for an hour, we're going to do a couple things. Number one, I'm going to give you some formulas to do that, to do the same thing. And everybody would say, well, you're just lucky or you're just in the right place at the right time. No, that's not true. I'm the right person in the right place at the right time. And I'm going to talk about all of that throughout today's show. And we want to really get people to come out to the Inside Advantage session on November 27th, where I'm really going to fill them in on the details.
Well, we'll talk more about that as well. And you know, if you have any goals you're working on business-wise, and you want to ask Paul about how you can achieve those goals, I mean, that's basically what he's here to do. And we'll talk more about, because I know after last week's show, you received some calls to your business saying, and what do you do? Are you in marketing? Do you do videos online? So we'll kind of give people a better idea, too, as to exactly what you...
Well, the answer is everything.
Everything, yeah. You're a full-service baby.
Yeah, well, we help businesses succeed.
So
that's
there
we
go.
Do. So whatever help they need, we're going to give them.
Well, if you have any questions here for Paul Tobey, 416-870-6400, star 640 on cell. We are live. Business Pros Radio Hour. Paul Tobey's the CEO of Business Pros Marketing. You can call him anytime, though. 416-444-PROS. That's 416-444-7767. Back in a moment. Talk Radio AM 640. Welcome back. It's 9:15. We are live here on Talk Radio AM 640. I'm Ryan with Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. And our phone lines are open here, 416-870-6400. We're basically asking you, and I'm wondering, as is Paul, are you just sitting back with your business and waiting for success to come instead of actually going out there and seeking success and finding a way to make your business work and get the word out there? And that's kind of what Paul's whole MO here. He is a machine that's focused on only one thing, is marketing domination, digital marketing domination for your business. He's with Business Pros Marketing online, businessprosmarketing.com. And we're talking this hour about goals, Paul, and how to achieve those goals. And sometimes you're telling me sometimes you can push too hard to get to some goals.
Well, you mentioned the word success.
Yeah.
And of course, that's definable in many, many different ways.
Yes, yeah.
But I always like to think of it like this. Success means the achievement of something that you really want, something that you desire. And in my case, getting to Carnegie Hall this week, and a lot of people are like, well, what is Carnegie Hall? What does that mean? Well, it's a building that was built by the richest man in the world, which a lot of business people are seeking that level of success. And some of them take themselves out of the game before they even start. But Andrew Carnegie spent a lot of his life earning and becoming the richest man in the world. He spent the first half of his life earning that. And then he spent the second half of his life giving it all away. He thought it was actually a crime to die with money. And he basically built a lot of things to support many, many different people in many, many different things, not the least of which was the arts. And so he built this building called Carnegie Hall, which still sits on 7th Avenue in New York, and it's still pretty much in its original condition. It's an absolutely beautiful thing. And success to me since the age of 8 meant one day I'm going to play Carnegie Hall. And I don't want to confuse people because I'm in business and marketing and all of those things, but I was in music for the first half of my life. And I always had that goal. I said, I'm just going to play Carnegie Hall. I'm going to play Carnegie Hall. And I pushed that and pushed it and pushed it, made 8 albums and toured the world. But the reality is I never got to Carnegie Hall during my career for a number of different reasons, not the least of which I never had a hit. Mm-hmm. I never was popular enough to fill a room full of 2,800 people. And I didn't have the resources or the know-how to do that myself. I needed label support and I needed promotional support. And that just was never going to happen. Well, it could have, but I walked away from it for a number of reasons in 2001, not the least of which was 9/11. But you talk about, you mentioned to me, so the original question was, did you, sometimes you have to give up on your dream in order to achieve it and realize
it. Detour,
and
I literally,
I didn't give up on it. I literally stepped around it. In other words, I thought, okay, practice isn't going to get me to Carnegie Hall. But I had many mentors tell me there's more than one way to achieve a goal. And if practice is the only method, like a lot of people think the only way to get rich is to buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
That's actually not true. And it doesn't work very well either, by the way.
No, don't tell me that. I just bought one last night. It wasn't a winner, by the way.
But that's not the only way, right? I have nothing wrong with buying. There's nothing wrong with buying a lottery ticket. But it's not the only way to get rich.
And if you continue to focus on that.
Lots of people get rich doing other things.
Yeah.
And I managed to do that in literally about 3 years after walking away from the music business. That's because somebody gave me a new rule book. And I didn't have the rule book before that because most of the people that I'd listened to were friends and family and, you know, they're all well-meaning and everything and teachers and whatever. But if they don't have what I want, I shouldn't be taking their advice.
And a lot of them don't have that experience.
Well,
that's the
point that I'm trying to make. Yeah. It's like you should really never take advice from people who don't have what you want or have never achieved what you want to achieve. And so I started taking advice from a whole new group of people, not the least of which was millionaires. And I used to take courses from these people. I took a course once from a guy that used to make $2.5 million every single weekend of the year.
Doing what? Can you
just speaking?
Jeez.
Just speaking. And if you want to be a professional speaker, which I am, and I run a business as well, if you want to be a professional speaker, it's probably a good idea to take advice from somebody who actually does that and gets paid a lot of money to do that. Rather than the guy down the street who says, well, I think you're a really good speaker. You should go out and speak. No, there's ways to go about this. So let's, and we talk a lot about on this show about reverse engineering your goals. Whatever goal it is in business, in life, in relationships, in health, whatever that goal is, I personally have health goals. I want to be strong and I want to be healthy. And that's a goal. Every goal contains three things. And I promised people, like, if they stick around for the whole show, I'm going to give them how I get to Carnegie Hall, right? This is how you do it.
Well, do you want to...
Because Carnegie Hall is a goal, right?
Yep.
Do you want to do it after
that? Well, I was going to say, let's make people wait just a little tad bit longer for the three things.
So let's set it up, right? So three things inherent in every goal. If you don't put these three things in, it's not a real goal.
And you'll hear them after the break. Don't you hate that when you're watching a TV show or something? The final round after the break. We will do that, though, with Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. You can email him anytime, paul@businessprosmarketing.com, and 416-444-PROS. That's 416-444-7767. But, of course, we are open. We are live on the phone lines, 416-870-6400. If you have any questions here for Paul about your digital marketing approach, your website, your social media approach, all of that, he does it. It's a full-service marketing system with him. You can call us now, and we'll get to you after the break on Talk Radio AM 640. And it's 925. You're thinking, why would I call? You have goals as a business operator. I'm just, somebody's like, why would I call Paul Toby, Ryan? And Paul is with me there laughing at my remark. He's the CEO of Business Pros Marketing. But, you know, honestly.
Why wouldn't I call?
Well, that's, I'm thinking if you have goals.
Yeah.
And you've been trying to hit them for a couple of years, Paul.
Take a look at your current results and ask yourself, how's your system working?
Right? And if it's not working well.
If you had this goal and you haven't achieved it yet, that's a good reason to call. You say, well, I'm stuck here, or I haven't got past this thing, or I'm being faced with this financial problem. I've been there. You know,
and maybe they're trying the same thing time and time again.
And I'm not the only one that has. And you know, I was with Bob Proctor, who's a very famous speaker, who's written over 100 books. And I was at his event at Carnegie Hall, and I played at the event. That to me, you want to ask questions of those people. You don't want to ask the question from your neighbor in the same financial situation as you. If finance is one of your goals, you want to ask somebody who's actually achieved something. And so when we left before the break, we said, okay, there's three things in every goal.
Three magical
things.
Absolutely
three. The first one is, and this is very important, it must contain an element of risk.
Risk is, and people hate to hear that, I think. Sometimes people don't like to hear that.
And make it a big one.
Yeah.
Because nothing ever big got created with a small idea. If you're going to think anyway, you might as well think big. I think I actually heard Ivanka Trump say that. She said Donald used to tell me, he said, if I'm going to think anyway, I might as well think big.
And hey, well, he thought big, and so he is now.
Whatever it is you're trying to achieve, make it big. There has to be risk involved. Otherwise, what's the point? And a lot of people are like, well, what is the goal anyway? Well, a lot of people need different things. So some people, they need love. Some people need better relationships. Some people need health. I personally suffer from significance. I need to do something significant. And I personally think getting a standing ovation from 2,000 people at Carnegie Hall is fairly significant to me.
Yeah.
It may not mean anything to anybody else, but it means everything to me. And having done that, I can say that would have never happened if I hadn't had that thought planted in my head for the past 46 years. Seriously, since I started playing the piano, I've had that thought in the back of my head. Now, I had to walk away from it at some point to build a business and support my family and do all the things that I needed to do. And one day I was just going to rent the building because, you know, it's only $34,000 plus front of house. I could literally.
Is that really? Yeah,
that's I could write them a check. That's no big deal. The problem is like, who would fill it?
Well, that's it. And then you have to pay.
Do I have enough stick with people to actually fill it? And, you know, quite frankly, we have a great radio show. But we can talk about that all day long. That's not going to sell 2,800 tickets to Carnegie Hall, right? There has to be something else in there.
But like you talk about taking a risk, so I'm going to break it down to something very basic for a lot of businesses out there. They may take a very small risk and they'll build a website. They'll put a couple grand or whatever behind that, and then that's where they'll stop. And
those
think
aren't
that'll
risks.
Get. But well, that's what I'm saying.
Those
aren't
risks. Those are just elements of creating the goal, which is risky.
But then they're not doing anything beyond that,
right?
You know, to take a risk, maybe try to push your website beyond just existing to garner more business. And I think a lot of people find themselves in that trap where they're afraid of what they need to do next.
Yeah, so there's steps along the way. And when it comes to marketing, is like, well, what do you actually do? We do everything. We help people build their businesses. And whether that's video marketing or social media or building websites or lead capture or automated CRM, we do all of those things. But I want to make it very clear that if you don't know where you're going, you're going to end up somewhere else. So make it big, and it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks of it. You care
Ignore
what
it.
People think, but not enough to let them stop you. So let them keep their opinions to themselves. If they say something you don't like, say, hey, thanks for sharing.
Appreciate it.
And
move
you just
on.
Keep that thought centered in the back of your mind the whole time. Number two, it's got to be measurable. So the first one is risk. The second one is measurable. If you pick a goal like, oh, I want to be successful, I'll give you $10. We'll call it a day because now you're $10 more successful than you were before I gave you the $10.
Which is true, I guess. Yes.
So pick something that you can measure. Now, getting to Carnegie Hall, that's a measuring stick. Where were you before that? Did you ever play any other theaters? Like, you can't jump from, you know, never playing a concert hall to getting to Carnegie Hall. I've played lots of concert halls in many countries across the world. I've been supported by the Canadian government in many cases to do that. So I have some experience there. So there are stepping stones to get to the ultimate prize. And that must be measurable. You have to pick something that you can visualize and there's numbers associated, there's key performance indicators associated with that, there's metrics associated with that, but you got to measure it somehow. Well, because if you don't measure it, how can you tell how far you got?
Well, let's take, for instance, the example that we've been using the last couple of shows is that bin rental company in London, Ontario,
right,
and how they kind of went from just being a business there, generating some income from some customers. And after, you know,
he had the goal of more business, but more business is not measurable. I had the goal of specific goals, new truck, 75 new bins, putting your competition out of business. Now, I'm not saying that's a good or a bad thing, but if your goal is to put your competition out of business, so be it. So be it. But the reality is you got to have something that's measurable. And the third thing, and this is super important too, you got to put a time limit on it. So you got to say, well, in 3 months from now, in 3 years from now, or in 5 years from now, where do I want to be? And at that point, you got to sit back and you got to measure it. You've got to do a performance review and say, well, how far did we get? How can we measure how far we've gotten? And I always say to people, never measure your success based on where you want to get. That's like walking to the horizon. You ever tried to walk to the horizon?
It could be a little...
you're never going to get there.
The horizon keeps moving.
It's just going to keep being the horizon, right? So measure your successes based on how far you've come. And I look up over the last 10 years since I literally walked away from the music business, and there's a lot of things I can measure. I can measure my net worth, for example. I never had a net worth before. Now I can measure that. I can measure the size of my company, the numbers of employees. I can measure the building that we're in now versus the one we used to be in. I can measure the number of clients that we have and their successes. And so in 10 years, like, well, where do you want to be? You need to be able to measure that. And, you know, there's a break coming, right? That's what the music's for.
It's not just ambiance.
So here's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about step one. So once you have this goal, and by the way, I always recommend you write this down, right?
I'm doing that right now. I hear my pen
go. Be very specific. After the break, I'm going to tell you what step one is.
All right, we'll do that with Paul Tobey. He's the CEO of Business Pros Marketing. Paul at businessprosmarketing.com. And the website, businessprosmarketing.com as well. If you have any questions here for Paul about those three tips to achieving your goals, and we'll go through some steps as well. 416-870-6400, *640 on cell. You only have another half hour to call him here live on Talk Radio AM 640. We're back. It's 9:35. We are live. And yeah, you can call with your opinion, but you know, also if you're seeking Paul's opinion, he's CEO of Business Pros Marketing. 416-444-PROS. That's 416-444-7767. If you need any help with your marketing goals with your business, and Paul was just telling me that, you know, if you're running the business, it's wise to have one main goal as opposed, and I think this is where some people kind of stumble, Paul, is that maybe they have too many goals that they are working on and dividing their focus on, and instead of just kind of concretely focusing on one exact thing. And that's where
people have something they call vision board.
Okay.
And we're really, and somebody said on Facebook right now, they said, somebody I really respect actually, they said, you know, you're really talking about heart-centered business. It's really about what you want and the emotions that go along with that and the desires that you have and how you focus on those. Because what I've learned in life is that what you focus on expands into your life.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with vision boards and too many things going on is it scatters our focus. It divides our focus. And there are laws at play that basically say what you focus on tends to expand into your life. And
so like these vision boards, I guess you just kind of slap everything you can think of onto a board.
And I think that's too many. So what I do is I take one thing at a time and I put a picture in my mirror where I shave, and that's what I focus on for the amount of time it takes to get there. So I talked about before the break, I said, what is step one in this? Because once you have that goal visualized, and you really have to write it out in detail, who's there with you? What does it look like? I mean, I can remember my goal standing. I saw this in my head so many times, standing on the front of the stage at Carnegie Hall. Here's the thing. I opened the second half of the show at Carnegie Hall, and nobody would get in their seats. It was like a giant networking thing going on, and no matter how many times we flashed the lights or did the bing bong, people wouldn't get in their seats. So I literally walked out on stage, stood in front of the stage with my hand raised, And I motioned for people to get into their seats without saying a word. And I just stood there breathing. And I remember seeing that in my dreams a thousand times, just standing in the front of the stage at Carnegie Hall and just breathing, not saying a word, just taking in the ambiance and the sights and the energy and the feeling of just finally standing on that stage in front of a couple of thousand people and just breathing. And I took the time to do that. It took a whole minute to get them in their seats, which isn't a lot of time when you think I didn't have to say anything. I just motioned.
Just the presence there on the
people
stage.
People would start putting their hands up. It's like, and they were just going, you know, shh. Everybody would be like, shh. And something's going to happen, right? And then I told the story about how to get to Carnegie Hall. So, okay, step one. Once you have this goal, and this is what I absolutely had to do. Step one is you got to give up something in your life in order to replace it with this goal. You've got to give up some time. You've got to give up something you're doing that's not working. You might have to give up some friends. You might have to give up something. But if you don't change anything, nothing's going to change.
And people don't want to hear that.
They don't
want to
hear that.
They don't
want to. I like my friends. I like what I do. I'm sorry. You're going to be in the exact same success position that you are 10 years from now if you don't give up something.
So something's got to give.
And we're talking about something big. Now, what did I have to give up? I gave up the music business.
Yeah. But hey, look where
you... Think about that for a second. I literally had to give up the music business in order to achieve Carnegie Hall. I didn't get there. I didn't get to Carnegie Hall based on my ability to play. I could always play. That's not... That had nothing to do with it. There's more than one way to get to Carnegie Hall. The way I got there was through my business and my relationships and my ability to speak and my connections. That's how I got to Carnegie Hall. And so and that's a dramatic or drastic move, right? To completely give up on something in order to achieve it. Look, I never gave up psychologically, but I had to give up something in my life that wasn't working.
But again,
and you're going to have to do the same thing. You're going to have to give up something.
But sometimes people don't realize that they need to do that or what they should give up.
Well, that's just too bad. It's just too bad that you're going to have to do that. But if you don't, think about this. It's common sense. And, you know, these days, common sense isn't all that common. Common sense says if you want something to change, you're going to have to change something that you're doing that's not working. That's step one. Step two after the break.
We'll do that. And we'll also talk about the Inside Advantage Roundtable tickets to we'll speak with Paul. That actually won't cost you an arm and a leg. And Paul will explain that when we return. Here's the CEO of Business Pros Marketing. BusinessProsMarketing.com. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour. Talk radio, AM 640. And we're back live, 943 and 416-870-6400, star 640 on cell. Let's keep our call screener busy here. If you have any questions for Paul Toby, that's not me, but he's here with me. I'm Ryan. He's CEO of Business Pros Marketing. You can email him anytime, paul@businessprosmarketing.com. And we've actually received an email from Brad. It's a pretty simple question, he says, because we've been talking about achieving your goals via your business and, you know, the fact that you have to risk sometimes in order to achieve those goals. And Brad asks, when Paul says risk, does he mean putting my entire company on the line? Thanks for that email, Brad.
I wouldn't.
So it wouldn't be a very smart risk, but I think he's kind of... extrapolating the idea that you have to risk it all in order to strike big. And you're not saying that. You're not saying that.
No, I had a mentor once. His name was Brian Klemmer. And maybe this will answer Brad's question. Brian Klemmer used to tell me, and he was a very famous speaker in the United States. He died at the age of 61, literally at the top of his game. So everybody's like, well, I've got time. Well, 61 is not a lot of time. So get on with it, right? But Brian Klemmer used to tell me, he said, in any goal you want to achieve, you have to be able to measure it, but you also have to put yourself at risk. So that means if you didn't get there and you only got 80% of the way there based on the time limit you gave yourself. So for example, let's say you're a speaker and you wanted to fill a room full of 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Well, if you only got 900, you failed.
Well, I guess it's
you
true.
You still got
yeah.
900 people more than you would have never done if you had never taken the risk in the first place, but you still failed. And so what you do is before you start, you set something that you absolutely don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, let's say that neighbor that you really don't like, you're going to promise yourself that you'll cut his grass for an entire month. Or you'll And it's not doing something that you would have done anyway. It's doing something you absolutely don't want to do. For example, you know, call a loved one up and for the first time in your life, tell them that you love them. You know, that, you know, something super, super risky. But I'm not, we're not talking about taking everything and throwing it on the line. Look, when companies come to us, there's no, as far as I'm concerned, there's no real risk involved because the government actually refunds them a lot of times 80% of what they pay us, which is incredible. So there's almost no risk at all. And yet we've had companies do that. And in 14 months, they make $1.5 million above where they were at before. So you talk about a tiny, tiny infinitesimal risk to achieve a $1.5 million growth in 14 months.
Now, I'm sure
we've
some
done
years
that, and we've done that many times before. So this is not about, you know, Ryan, this is not about putting everything on the line. This is about taking something and putting it on the line. But the goal itself must be big. Because the goal is big, there's risk in that thought process. There's risk in achieving it because there's many things you'll need to do along the way. And then there's interim risk. Like the little interim goals that you're trying to create, you say, if I don't get there by this time, I'm going to go do this thing that I don't want to do. That's what Brian Klemmer taught me. And I can tell you that works really well. Because number one, you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
So you'll do anything not to have to do that.
And you mentioned that the government refunded that. Hopefully that got some people's ears kind of going, oh, wait, what did I just hear? And for anybody who kind of, it's what, job training in a way that the government does cover for people working with you for the marketing strategy. The government does provide a refund that'll cover off most of their costs, Paul, from what we've talked about on previous shows here. So if they go through businessprosmarketing.com, they can learn more about that on the website as to how you
and
the government can help cover
that. There's a section on grants there. You can just go there and read about the grant process. We apply on behalf of everyone, and we're very successful at it. 98% of our clients get the grant, no questions asked, and it's a wonderful process, and it helps pay for our services. I'm going to tell you, like, look, when I say this, I'm not trying to say this to impress people. I'm trying to say this to impress upon them. Like, we're really good at what we do. A lot of people say they know digital marketing, but there's so many pretenders out there. It's not even funny because they don't have the same feeling about it that I do. I spend a lot of my time spending our own money trying to get to an outcome. And when I do that, I test things and I can use the same. I'm very confident about the same strategies for the companies that we help. So for me, to achieve the whatever goal you want to achieve, that's my modus operandi. That's the reason why we exist. We help small business achieve their goals. We help them with their revenue. We help them install mission critical digital marketing systems to achieve specific outcomes. And it's so funny. There's so many companies right now out there trying to do the same thing I'm doing.
Really?
Oh, you know, copy is like the greatest form of flattery kind of thing. And I know that they're not going to be successful. Why? Because they're not like us. I have a core culture and core values within that company that I've never seen anywhere else. I hire based on core values. I don't hire based on skills. I can teach people skills, but I can't hire people. You got to be born. And you've got to live those core values. And so the third thing in this, we'll talk about after the break. So we've talked about the first one was you got to give up something. The second one was you got to know where you're going. And that means creating that risky goal. And the third thing, which is super, super important, we're going to talk about step three when we get back on.
And you also have to talk to us about the Inside Advantage Roundtable.
I keep forgetting.
We
you know,
done that.
If they want to spend, if anybody wants to spend some time with me, Infusionsoft is sponsoring your ticket. It's on November the 29th. We don't have another one this year. This is it. If you want to join me, it's only 12 people. I got a couple of seats left. Join me on the 29th at 8:00 in the morning. We'll feed you breakfast and then we'll spend 3 hours together and I'm going to show you how we're going to help you.
And if you want a better idea of what the Inside Advantage Roundtable is, go to businessprosmarketing.com/inside-advantage and you'll get all the information there. If you have any calls, the last 10-minute stretch here is your only opportunity during the show to talk to Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, 416-870-6400. Back in a moment, Talk Radio, AM 640. And it's 9:53, and you can check out more information online, businessprosmarketing.com, and give Paul a call anytime. 416-444-PROS, that's 444-7767. And Ann emails me here. It says, Ryan, can you get Paul to explain the government refund again? Paul, can you help out Ann?
Sure, I can do that. In conjunction with step three. So step one was give up something. Step two was know exactly where you're going and make sure that it's risky and measurable and you put a time limit on it. Step three is take action. Step three basically says you got to do something about
it. Do it, yeah.
If you don't do something, nothing's going to change. So you gave up something, that's a good start, but now you actually have to go and take action. And action means two things. And I'm going to answer her question based on this. Number one, never take advice from people who don't have what you want. You now have to go take some advice based on somebody who's already been where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who wants to get to Carnegie Hall, I can give them advice on that now.
You've been there, yeah.
Before today, I couldn't give them advice on that. But now I can. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? I got an answer. So if somebody wants a grant, I've done that many times before. We've helped companies get a lot of money in grants. If you want to know how to do that, you can call the phone number for the business. What is it?
It's 416-444-7767. You have an answer.
You're going to get an answer by calling that number. The very detailed. The short answer is that the government, it's part of the Canada Job Grant Program because we train you on how to use the system we build for you. So they're going to pay you back in a refund up to 82.3% of your investment within 30 days.
It's very specific.
It's very specific. So we apply on your behalf. You'll know within a couple of days. Then at that point, you decide whether you want to work with us or not. And we're going to give you a full layout of the goals that we're trying to achieve and the benchmarks where we're starting and where we want to end up. And then you decide, now I've got this pile of money from the government to help me. Should I go forward or not? It makes your decision a whole lot easier. Yeah, the second part of taking action means whatever you do and whatever your goal is, you've got to give something back. You've got to be in a helping position. Your business absolutely needs to help someone. And if the product is just a, you know, it's, I mean, all products literally help do something, but that's sometimes not enough. So you've got to find something in your integrity-based businesses that gives back to the community, that gives back to individuals, that gives back to children, that gives back to health situations, whatever it is, you got to help. And the more people you help, the stronger you'll be and the more success you'll achieve. Helping is way better than selling. So that's two things. Number one, take advice from people who've already been where you want to be and take action based on that. There's going to be specific examples. So that's why I want people to attend the Insight Advantage Roundtable session so I can help them. Number two is whatever you do, your business must help. So let's talk Insight Advantage because when they come see me, I don't just talk about skills and marketing and digital marketing. There's a lot of that in there, but it's also about the mindset of creating success in your life. Nobody gets into business to work hard. Everybody thinks the dream of business is all about freedom and not having a boss and
being
able to make your own decisions. Everybody thinks it's easier. It's never easy. It's I've never seen anyone go into it and just have an easy time of it. It doesn't work like that. You end up actually working more than normal. But if you really want to work less, you got to talk to somebody that knows how to build a business. And that's what we know how to do. I built my own business. I actually built two businesses. And I've made financial decisions in the real estate business. And I've done a lot of things along the way. And I got to Carnegie Hall. And those are the things that I talk about in the Inside Advantage Roundtable sessions. I'm going to show them how we helped our companies, helped our own businesses and our clients succeed. That's what we show them. And then they go, well, I need to take advice from these people because look at the things that they've achieved, not just for themselves, but for the businesses that they help.
But, you know, you talk about taking action here and procrastination is it's a big word, but it's something that
people... Yeah, we were going to talk about procrastination today if we had time.
Oh, I was just thinking, wait a minute, I getcha. But it's true. People will, after listening to the show, think maybe I should give Paul a call. I'll do it tomorrow or I'll do it next week. You know, I'm not ready right now. I'll do it a month from now.
You know, people put off to tomorrow what they should absolutely do like today, like right now. I can tell you, people can start this right now if they want to. You can call the phone number. There's somebody there, 416 888-444-PROS. You call that number, somebody's going to talk to you right now. If you need help in your business and you don't understand the online world and you don't understand how to grow your business is stuck, it's going in reverse, which is pretty much 100% of the businesses that ever come to us. Nobody ever comes to us at the top of their game. They come to us when things are failing. They come to us when things aren't working. And that's the point that you need to call. And if that's right now, pick up the phone right now. Nobody's going to laugh at you and say, oh, it's too bad that you're having. No, they're going to be super, super helpful, and they're going to get you on the road to what you want to achieve. If you want to get to Carnegie Hall, call the number.
If your website still has a hit counter on it, you should call the number because you might need a little refresh on your online approach. And if you want a website that can show you what yours could look like, businessprosmarketing.com, and call Paul 416-444-PROS-7767. And Paul at businessprosmarketing.com. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
I'll be here.
Beautiful. So I will do it. It's a date, and we hope you can join us too. News is on its way next. Talk Radio, AM 640.